slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Strange, yeah. 18:07, slušate Radio Beograd 1, sledi prvi ovonedeljni pop karusel, vrlo dramatično i vrlo ekskluzivno. Pre toga da vam kažemo, poštovani slušalci, da je dizajner zvuka Darko Milosavljević, a producent emisije Branislav Bane Jerković. Dolazi jedna divna nedelja puna lepih koncerata i ono što je stvarno ekskluzivno, to je sastav Cigarettes After Sex koji dolaze. Evo tu mi je Ratko Rakin, ja sam kako smijuljimo se, jer naš gost je Greg Gonzalez. So, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is a great pleasure. Pesma Maisie Starr je bila nekako poklon njemu i čini mi se da sam uspela, svidjela mu se, ima osmeh na licu. I just explained that the first song is a present for you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a smile on your face. So I
Definitely. Yeah, no, I love that song. It was such a big influence on the sound of this band. You know, and I think everyone can kind of tell that we just took great influence because it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah. Jedna od pesama i grupa, mislim, Maisie Starr, koja je učinila veliki uticaj na tu divnu ambientalnu pop grupu Cigarettes After Sex i u stvari na sve nas koji smo voljeli tu muziku, jer tako i razumemo ono što će se desiti sutra na bazenima. Upravo linija te divne ambientalne pop pesme došla je i kod nas. Iz Teksasa, iz El Paso, nam je došao, Greg. You came from El Paso.
Yeah.
Exactly here in Belgrade.
Yeah. No, it's strange. I was just thinking about that when I walked into the office, hearing the song again and thinking that I used to drive around to that song in El Paso, in my hometown, kind of at night. And then it's strange coming here, and now I'm in Belgrade. I'm hearing the song in a radio station. It's like very far away.
Very far. It is like a dream.
Yeah, it is a dream, man.
Yeah.
When did you come here?
We got here the night before last. Yeah, so we've been here a few days now. Yeah.
What do you think of Belgrade?
Oh, it's great so far. We've had some nice hosts showing us around, promoters showed us around last night, and it was great. And yeah, we're excited to play the show.
Just let me translate.
Sure.
Kaže Greg da je potpuno neverovatno doći iz El Pasa, njegovog rodnog mesta tamo u Teksasu, ovde u sred Beograda.
I čuti njegove pesme, da, Sole. Kao, kaže da mu je normalno da ih čuje ovako u svojoj zemlji, a da je potpuno čudno doći ovako daleko.
Da, došao je pre dva dana, hvala Ratko.
Super.
Pre dva dana i polako se adaptiraju i sigurno nije sanjao da ovdje ima veliku bazu fanova. You have here in Belgrade a lot of fans.
Mm.
Can you imagine it?
Yes. I wasn't quite sure, but yeah, no, it's amazing. Yeah, we're playing one of our biggest shows here, it looks like one of the biggest shows of the tour. So it's amazing. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Anna Chuchin will play before you. I hope you will meet her and
join with her. Oh, yeah. Local artist.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. Yeah.
And she's like really amazing lady. She's very talented and I think it will be like, it's such a good thing that she's before them. So,
yes.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
It's a good selection. Yeah. I think you will be satisfied.
Good mix. Okay.
Yeah.
She plays Americana and she's very honored to play before you.
Okay,
you will love her.
That's amazing, I'm excited to hear them.
Tako smo ga onako pripremili i Zanu Ćurčin divnu koja svira ispred Cigarettes After Sex sutra na bazenima 11. jula. So now we met, everything is fine.
Yes.
You will hear about a new festival we have here. It's another town called Shabbat. You will hear everything here.
Nice.
Great rock festival, he will talk about it.
Okay.
Dakle, u Šabatskom letnjem festivalu ćemo pričati, povremeno ćemo i našem gostu prevoditi šta ćemo srbiti, jer sledeće nedelje Radio Beograd 1 emituje živo emisije upravo za ovog velikog festivala. Sada ćemo slušamo pesmu Ti kažeš, Ratko, Rakine, Raco, da te ta pesma kada si elegičan i tužan bio jako inspirisala, zove se Nothing's Gonna Hurt You.
Možda je malo emo, ali meni se jako dopada njihova muzika i ja sam se baš iznenadio kad sam čuo da dolaze, ono potpuno to bilo nerealno, ja sam slučajno naletao na jednu pesmu i onda otkrio ostale i baš sam bio onako kažem, volim taj luksus kada možeš da pustiš pravu muziku i da budeš depresivan kako treba.
We are talking about your music and he said both of us and everybody here didn't believe that it will be the chance to see you here in Belgrade.
Oh yeah, okay, nice.
And we love your music, we explore your music a lot here, so he's a great fan.
That's great to hear. I'm glad we could come. We just want to play everywhere we can and just if we have fans there, we're going to go to that city. So we're glad to be in Belgrade and have fans here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Now we will hear a first song.
Sure.
Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, Baby. Ništa te neće povrediti. Drag.
Thank you. Regionalna dečja filharmonija sa Jovanom Kolundžijom, Kao, Mostar Sevdah Reunion, Darko Rundek, Markus Borgu, 29. jul, E-Play, BS-ovi, Psihomodo Pop, Goblini, Funkerman, 30. jul, Stereo Banana, Pabe, Urban and Four, Magdalena, Leher, After Affair. Vidimo se na Šabačkom letnjem festivalu 2017. Ulaznice na svim prodajnim mestima Geekstixa, Didi Ticketsa i u Win Win radnjama. Powered by Mixer.
Novi CD u izdanju PGP RTS-a. Tamara Žeželj, Oprezna. Omiško prut, ko te zna. U prodaju. Kaže, ljubav je s tobom, opasan put. Borim se s tim, uzalud.
PGP RTS sa ponosom predstavlja. DVD izdanje Vlada i bajka. Sve naše godine. U prodaji. Eko.
Slušajte Pop Karusel, Radio Beograda 1. Naš gost je Greg Gonzalez, osnivač, gitarista i pevač sastava Cigarettes After Sex, jednog divnog dream pop autora, mislim, benda. I to je jedna od onako kategorizacija u kojoj možemo da strepamo ovu divnu, strepamo da stavimo ovu divnu muziku. You, svašta sam rekla. Greg, you are now located in Brooklyn, is it right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I moved to New York about, I think, 4 years ago. Yeah, so I've been there for a while.
And what is different?
It's great, it's just a really fast-paced city, and my hometown is very laid-back, very casual, and nice and peaceful, and New York is just, you know, like this super highway or something. It's like really fast-paced and really energetic, but it's great, I love it.
Da, oni su se prebacili iz El Pasa u New York, u Brooklynu živi, tu je stacionirana grupa, naravno New York je sam po sebi vrh sveta kada je kultura i umetnost u pitanju, mnogo je sve drugačije odatle, pretpostavljam. Slušali smo pesmu Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, koja se pojavila u 7. epizodi The Handmaid's Tale. You understand everything I said?
Yeah.
Like you're here in Belgrade. Yeah. I just explain you know what I said.
Yeah, basically, that we were on the, yeah, we had had the song on The Handmaid's Tale just recently.
Yeah, it was recently. What will you do in the future? What is your interest?
I think we'll just keep, we love touring and we love making records, so we'll definitely do a lot of that and see how much we can do and kind of just, you know, follow our hearts that way. That's pretty much the main thing. Just keep making music, keep playing around the world and to audiences all over the world, and I think we'll do that for a while.
Sve je jako jednostavno, ono što žele i oni kao i svi muzičari, da putuje puno po svetu, da stvaraju muziku i da podele to sa drugima. Eto, ne postoji nešto lepše. It was very interesting. It is almost 10 years ago. How did you start to make your progress in public? Not to play music. But tell us before 1208, how did you start to think about music?
Yeah, I'd been playing music since I was about 10 years old. And I started playing guitar then, and I kept writing songs since that age, and I had like a million bands. I played professionally in bands for the longest time. But then I formed this band, and this was more my personal writing in like 2008, and it became kind of the band that I was going to put all my writing that I liked the most into. So it was kind of another band, but luckily this one just stuck. It was the one that felt right, and it finally felt like it was something good after all these years that I was trying forever.
It was it.
Yeah, it was it.
Kaže da je Greg, kaže da je u stvari mnogo svirao i nastupao vrlo profesionalno sa raznim muzičarima, dok nije 2008. godine okupio svoju grupu, promenio dosta članova i rešio da se bazira na Cigarettes After Sex i da pravi tu divnu ambientalnu muziku nastalu na najboljim korenima, ne znam, Cowboy Junkiesa ili Cocteau Twinsa ili Julie Cruz ili Maisie Star. I just put it. I think you have the same opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. We can play Apocalypse.
Sure, that's great.
Tell us more about this song.
Yeah, Apocalypse. I think I wrote it at the beginning of 2015, and we recorded it at the end of 2015.
Yes.
But it's just a song that's sort of about ex-girlfriends I had in my hometown, and I kind of used them as like characters in this kind of like dreamlike story that I'm telling in the song. But it is genuinely based on them. It was based on little experiences I had with them and things like that. So it's based on real people, even though the setting of the song is more strange and kind of dreamlike.
Thank you so much. Dosta pesma posvećena stvarnim događajima i stvarnim ličnostima, tako Raco? Sam dobro razumela? Dobro. I uglavnom se bazira
na... Da se to i nekako i osjeća stvarno u njihovoj muzici, da nekako vrlo lično i da može svako nekako da se pronađe, stvarno dira onako prosto i ritam, ima jedno specijalno osjećanje prema sa svakoj pesmi, čini se.
Da. Ovo je deo gde se pričaju o njegove bivšoj devojci u određenom trenutku u životu i donosi tu jednu ličnu emociju. Hvala puno. Thank you so much.
Go.
Karusel, Radio Beograda 1, 18 časova i 26 minuta, sastav, bruklinski sastav Cigarettes After Sex, održat će vrlo ekskluzivni koncert u Beogradu sutra uveče na bazenima 11. april na Novom Beogradu, to je onako jedan zanimljiv prostor.
Definitivno mislim da će to biti, jako me zanima, mislim da je pun pogodak, nekako ovako kad gledam sa strane baš.
Biće otvoreno, biće voda, sve onako će...
Mislim da ide uz muziku, super.
I think you will love it tomorrow, that kind of presentation. I think they made it because of you.
They really?
It is not an ordinary thing.
That's great, yes. It's an honor. Yeah.
To play.
No, it's not. Wow, that's cool. Really cool.
Nice. On this tour, you're promoting a new album, Cigarettes and Sex. Mm-hmm. And before... You told me a secret now about a new single.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not secret anymore.
Yeah. No, I didn't say what the song is.
Yeah.
Nisam rekla još uvek koja je pesma, tako da mogu ja to da, da pričutim. With the albums and with the new songs, when will you do it?
The new songs? Like, yeah. I think we'll have a single next month that we'll start pushing the radio. And then... by the end of the year, we have like four other songs that we kind of recorded during the album sessions that sound like kind of the same style. So we might put those out too. We're kind of wondering if we're going to do it then or when. But probably the end of the year or early next year, we'll put some new music out.
Do we?
So pretty soon already.
We love everything.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So you said you will push on the radio this song. I will play it now.
Yeah,
so I am the first to push this on our playlist.
Awesome, man.
Oh, it is awesome. Dakle, toliko je divan da je nam je dao pesmu svi da mi prvi krenemo u promociju. To je nešto što će biti njihov single i tek za mjesec dana krenuti po radio stanicama da funkcioniš. So we can play now, now.
Yeah, good.
Thank you so much.
For sure, thank you.
Slušajte, poštovani, slušajte Cigarette After Sex. Sweet je novi singl za jedno mjesec dana, ovo je premijera. The video that you sent me, the one where you're showering with wet hair dripping, you know that I'm obsessed with your body, but it's the way you smile that does it for me. It's so sweet.
Now that you know.
svetska radio premijera, poštovani slušalci, novog singla sastava Cigarettes After Sex. Valjda sam ušarmirala i Grega, pa nam je dozvolio da emitujemo mesec dana pre nego što će se desiti u svetu i mnogo nam je lepo. Obećali smo da ćemo mu prevoditi ono što budemo Ratko Rakin i ja pričali o Šabačkom letnjem festivalu, da se ne osjeti prosto zapostavljenim. Tako da, Ratko, sledeće nedelje Radio Beograd 1 ide u Šabac, taj veliki grad koji je prvi klavir imao. Šabac je da si ti where first piano came in Serbia.
Oh, yeah. So they call it like a Serbian Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like, yeah.
Dokreći, ovo morati da ga vodimo u Šabac.
But you only have to come like 1 year, so now we have like connections, so we'll hook you up to come and play there probably. If we are working next year, but I think we do.
We will.
Cool. Oh, yeah, we will.
Dakle, dodaj u Šabac i kraj, onda je video sve, da, čini mi se.
Pokušavamo da bukiramo za narednu godinu.
Da.
Eto, da, 15. Šabački letnji festival se polako ali sigurno dešava i eto, ostalo još samo 11 dana do njega, tako da sledeće nedelje se svi selimo u Šabac i ja sam negde dosta uzbuđen zbog toga. Imali smo proteklog vikenda promo žurku koja je bila jedno zagrevanje za ono što nas čeka sve na Šabačkom letnjem festivalu. Oslikali smo jedan mural na klubu Aquarius, koji je jedan od njihovih kultnih klubova, tako da, eto, u tom smislu sve se polako zakuktava, poslednje pripreme su u toku. Ja bih, eto, rekao da festival traja od 28. do 30. jula i da ga zapravo u 19.30 časova 28. jula otvara Dečja regionalna filharmonija sa Jovanom Kolundžijom i gospodinom Ljubišom Jovanom, a zatim će nastupiti Kal, Mostar Sevdah Reunion, Darko Rundek, zatim u subotu nas očekuje Larska, Viva Pops i Play, Bjesu i Psihomodo Pop Goblini, i u nedelju 30. jula Random, Stereo Banana, Babe i Damir Urban i njegova grupa, odnosno Urbani 4. Tako da, eto, to je kada je main stage u pitanju, a kada je reč o tvrđava stage-u, koja ove godine sadrži ne samo predstavnike šabačke muzičke scene, na što smo jako ponosni, jer se tamo ispostavljaju sad ima zaista odličnih muzičara koji se bave elektronskom muzikom. Imaćemo naravno i po neko internacionalno ime, Lehar, Magdalena, zatim After Affair, Soulmark i Subgenetics, Lehar, Funkerman, Ivan Janić, Laura 2000, Goran Starčević, Igor Davidović, Nikola Vemić i Markus Vorgul, koji je trenutno onako jedan od dosta traženijih internacionalnih DJ-eva, naravno i Funkerman, neko ko takođe sa svetske muzičke scene. Pored toga, eto, rekao bih da ćemo imati po prvi put Šabački letni festival tu neku umetničku komponentu, a to je izložba Marka Lađušića Black Box, koja nosi naziv Pad u budućnost.
He is talking like a hell.
All the band's playing, right?
Yeah. With not full playing. Stop. What you understood, I understood.
Yeah,
bravo, Raco, naklon.
Pa, mnogo informacija, pa da
stignemo
sve, a ipak imamo ekskluzivnog gosta, pa ne bi da se, znaš, ja to brzo uradim, da možemo čovjeka što više čujemo, jer ko zna kad ćemo ga još vidjeti.
Da, tako da, ali jako se radujem i to. Maja Cvetković i sastavi Play će biti snimani za Radio Beograd 1, ekskluzivno pravo smo dobili, i ona će doći u sredu da pričamo.
To je velika stvar, s obzirom da oni naredne godine obeležavaju 20 godina postojanja, tako da to je jedna velika stvar za jedan domaći bend, a pogotovo što u tom bendu imamo i devojke, tako da je to nešto što stvarno treba pohvaliti.
Hvala, Raco. Vraćamo se Gregu i priči. Kada su 2015. izbacili single Affection, oni su obradili jednu jako zanimljivu pesmu, i poznato sa Tavario Speedwagon Keep on Loving You, to je pesma koja nam obeležava možda neke mlade jako dane, i jako nas zanima kako je baš izabrao tu pesmu. So, dear Greg, I explain about Ario Speedwagon, that was a 12-15, I think, when you did Affection and you recorded. So
too.
Why that song? It is very
that's
interesting.
Like, it was the kind of song I think you were saying. I grew up with that song as
you
a kid.
Too.
And but actually, when as a kid, I didn't really like it much because I was listening to Metallica and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't that cool for me. But years later, when I moved to New York, I heard the song again, and all of a sudden, I just loved it. I started to listen to it all the time, and I just found that I loved it out of nowhere. And then I found if I played the song myself and kind of slowed it down, it was a really sad song, which I never really noticed in the original version. You know, it was kind of, didn't really occur to me. So I had that idea, and we just kind of came in and played it that way, and it was, you know, that's the way it turned out. It was bringing a different side out of that song that wasn't there originally.
Thank you so much for the explanation. Just let me translate.
Yeah, sure.
To je stara pesma koja je često bila i ovdje na listama Keep on Loving You, je on slušao negde kao dečko, ali mu naravno nije bilo to ono što je izabrao da voli, pošto je slušao Metaliku i neke mnogo jače bendove. Međutim, kad je krenuo da svira u Njujorku na akustičnoj gitari, dobilo je potpuno drugačije značenje. Kao stariji, kad je sazreo, shvatio je tu pesmu možda i na pravi način i shvatio da je to vrlo tužna pesma i jednostavno imao je želje da je obradi na svoj način. Thank you for the explanation. It is amazing song and it is very interesting that you did it. After Belgrade, where are you going? What did you say?
We're playing Budapest after this. I think we play actually in a few days, so that'll be our first time playing there as well.
You will be in shock. It is a beautiful town. But don't forget Belgrade, please.
Definitely not. Yeah, well.
Don't forget Belgrade. Budapest is a beautiful town. Belgrade is something. There is a song called K. I love because I am K.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So we can play.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Slušamo, poštovani slušati, pesmu koja se zove K. Cigarettes After Sex. albuma Cigarettes After Sex, numera se zove K. What is K in your mind?
K is actually, it's about a girl I was dating, and her name is Kristen, and when she would send me a letter or something like that, she'd always sign her name just K with a period after it, like a little abbreviation.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a little letter thing.
Posjećena na devojci koja se zvala Kristen i ona sama sebe zvala K sa tačkom, tako da dobila je ove kovečane i ove divne pesmi. Fenomen sastava Cigarettes After Sex je veliki, oni su uspeli da naprave proboj prvi putem YouTube-a sa više milijonskim pregledima, tako da ćemo pitati sada Grega kako je to sve zamislio i uspeo u krajnjem slučaju. I explain our audience about your YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Expression, and you made a good job with it.
Yeah.
How do you think? How did you start about thinking about that and make your plan? And made your plan?
Yeah, it was strange. It happened to us by accident, honestly. Someone else had uploaded the songs to YouTube, and then I think we put out the song Affection on YouTube on our own channel, and for some reason that caused Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, Baby, to go viral on YouTube for some reason on another channel. It was really strange. And so when that went viral, it literally went viral all around the world at Semplic, and it reached all these different countries. And I think that's what that's the reason that we're here today, honestly, is because of that YouTube explosion that happened.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That kind of music you play, it seems that it is very wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's how we find you.
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
I just explain, dva, kada su postavili svoje pesme na YouTube, oni su, neko je postavio na dva kanala paralelno, ne samo na njihov, i odjednom je to krenulo samo od sebe, valjda publika voli divnu, intimnu muziku, dream pop, kako bi oni zvali, ili amerikanu akustiku, to je ono što i mi ovde u Srbiji volimo. Greg smatra da je, zahvaljujući tom virtualnom svetu i virtualnom načinu predstavljanja, on i danas ovde u Beogradu i uopšte putuje po svetu. Thank you for that explanation.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sada bi mogli da čujemo upravo Keep on Loving You pesmu o kojoj smo malo prepričali u izvođenju Cigarettes After Sex. We can listen now Keep on Loving You.
Yes, that'd be great.
Just let me find it. I lost it.
She was, it went somewhere.
It was somewhere here. I found it.
There you go.
Thank you so much. srca kada su talentovani umetnici u pitanju i njihova kreacija. Jedna potpuno drugačija pesma u izvođenju sastava Cigarettes After Sex. Ona ima stvarno na YouTube-u skoro 19 miliona pregleda, tako da radi se o vrlo ozbiljnom sastavu. Ja mislim da nas Rolling Stonesi kada bi imali i pola toliko pregleda bili bi mnogo srećni. Sutra, poštovani slušalci, na bazenima 11. april ćemo da se sretnemo, jako lep koncert, pre njih nastupa Ana Čurčin i to bi vam bile glavne informacije. I just explain our audience that there is no limit when talented musicians and artists are there and a wonderful song. So you made it great. And about your seeing on YouTube, it is 19 million watchers here just for this song.
That's great. Yeah, no, I love that. It just means a lot of people are listening to the music, and that's the best, you know, compliment you can ever get.
Yeah, I explained that Rolling Stone doesn't have that much.
Yeah, that's
right. It is a new generation, I think.
Yeah, they're taking over.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for being our guest here.
Oh, no, my pleasure. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. They say that you are very... But you were smiling and charming all the time.
Really? Okay. That's good to know.
It is good to know. Yeah. Dakle, imali smo jednog divnog, šarmantnog gosta sa naznakom da je onako dosta stiljiv. Ne, jako smo lepo pričali i bila je čast imati Grega Gonzaleza u studiju Radio Beograda 1. Poštovani slušalci, već u sredu Mark Olson vam svira ovde živo. Sutra je Nina Simon specijal radio dokumentarac. A sada ćemo Gregu za kraj emisije da pustimo Anu Ćurčin, da zna šta ga očekuje u periodu dok oni još ne budu svirali. Darko Milosavljević, Bane, gde mi je Bane? Tu je Bane, dobro. Bane i Kaće, žele vam sve najbolje. Thank you for being here. Now it is Ana Ćurčin, just for you.
Yeah, great, excited.
Svako dobro.
Puts me down to set my mind to rest from all the stress that will ever my feet so sensitive to walk any further. Your eyes lock in mine with so much tenderness, touch divine. There's nothing more than passing. I know.
Lately you've been a half-assed activist.